Heat presses down on the dirt floor of your field clinic, and the air smells like bleach and vomit. A cholera outbreak tore through the camp overnight. In the tents beside your office, 80 patients are already dangerously dehydrated, lips cracked, skin cold and tacky. Amina, your head nurse, sets a cash-on delivery invoice on your desk with a shaking hand. Outside, an idling truck is loaded with IV fluids and tubing, enough to stabilize everyone. The driver leans on his horn, then taps his watch. 5 minutes, then he is gone. Your operational budget is empty. The only account with money holds $150,000 that is legally restricted by a strict European foundation for an upcoming agricultural project. David, your compliance officer, steps between you and your laptop. He warns that wiring restricted funds for unauthorized medical supplies is criminal embezzlement. If the foundation discovers it, they will sever ties and push for prosecution. The NGO's regional presence could collapse by next month, cutting off programs far beyond this camp. But if you do not pay, the truck leaves. Amina meets your eyes, then glances toward the tents. Many of those patients will not survive the night. The driver is waiting. What's your call?